For children diagnosed with autism, school can be a difficult place. They're often isolated and bullied. Some have been lost on the streets after wandering away from school. Parents of autistic children worry about untrained school staff and overcrowded classrooms. But one charter school in Arizona is changing that. KJZZ's Lauren Gilger takes us to one of their classrooms.
Ready to rock?
Ready to roll.
Megan Tolway's fourth and fifth grade class is busy playing a Pokemon card game a few minutes before the bell on a Friday afternoon.
I'm going to pause your Pokemon game, and I appreciate being flexible for a couple minutes. Really quick, I want to talk about our Valentine's Day party next Friday.
They are full of ideas.
We could maybe have heart-shaped marshmallows.
But this isn't just any classroom.
The idea I have is we could go for a certain theme.
This is the Arizona Autism Charter School, and Tolway's class is full of high-functioning children diagnosed with autism.
I get students that are able to communicate pretty effectively. They're able to attack regular schoolwork, but they're really looking to expand on their social skills, learn how to cope when they lose a game, or how to kind of maintain authentic friendships past that superficial level of just saying hi.
Everything from the class size to the teaching style to the curriculum itself is geared toward helping kids like these learn and grow in the classroom.
If they need to take a break, we have the space to take a break so that they can come back and be successful instead of it ruining their whole day.
The charter school is a godsend to many parents whose autistic children have struggled in other schools for years, according to the school's executive director and founder, Diana Diaz Harrison.
I really understand their struggle and how hard it is to, you know, drop your child off at school every day and not know what's going on or if the teachers are trained or if they even know what autism is.
She understands because her own son, Sammy, was diagnosed with autism when he was just 2 years old.
So that just changed my whole life path completely.
Her son is severely affected by his autism, Diaz Harrison said. He's nonverbal, and when he reached school age, it was a challenge.
He did regress, and the teachers didn't understand how to relate to him.
So she decided to do something about it. She went through the Arizona Charter Schools Association's program to obtain approval from the state, and in 2014, opened the school herself. Sammy enrolled in the fourth grade.
1 in 64 Arizona children are affected by autism. This is a state where kids are more highly affected than other states. So this is a growing need. There really should be more schools that are specialized.
This is a math class, you said?
The school serves kids on all levels of the autism spectrum, high-functioning kids like these first graders, and students who are nonverbal.
They come here and we've watched them speak their first words, and that is priceless. That will make us work as hard as possible to help as many kids as we can.
And now they're expanding to help more kids, 108 to be exact. The K-5 school just got state approval to enroll students through 8th grade.
Edwin, what does it say?
10, take away 1.
But they currently have a waiting list of more than 100 kids, Diaz Harrison said. And to maintain their student-to-teacher ratio and keep well-trained teachers in their classrooms, they can only expand so quickly.
All right, thanks, guys. I like all those ideas.
Back in Tolway's classroom,
thank you for being flexible. You guys can go back onto your Pokemon card.
The kids are back to their game.
Use Helix Force.
Tolway says when it comes to her students, there's one thing she thinks about all the time. What if they had never come here?
These are kids who did not have friendships before they came to the school, and they have true friendships. They go to birthday parties, they hang out on the weekends, they call and text each other. So when you look at quality of life, that's everything. And they feel good about themselves here.
In Phoenix, Lauren Gilger, KJZZ News.